back. Canary Radio with Nick from Circus Maximus on RenegadeBroadcasting.com. And we're covering just a lot of the different weird kind of this underbelly of kind of where the beast, the two wings meet. And so the fake Republicans, you know, you had Pope Francis, this guy, the first time somebody from the quote unquote Holy See visits DC, and he actually comes into the well of the House of Representatives. And then you have this punk, John Boehner, crying his little eyes out, Catholic guy, and the Vice President, Joe Biden, Jesuit operative Joe Biden there, and really just a show of power. Georgetown University, Mr. Bannon, Trump's campaign manager, you mentioned this. I sent that article around to a bunch of people from Mad Cow, where Bannon got his degree from Georgetown. Eric Trump sits on one of the boards at Georgetown, the Jesuit University. Michael Chertoff's wife is a professor there. The black destabilization agent, Michael Eric Dyson, is on staff there. I mean, Georgetown is such a cesspool, Nick, of scum. And it's where all the diplomats are trained. The Annenbergs are connected with the University of Pennsylvania, where the other Trumps went. I mean, this whole swamp of kind of kosher Vatican mafia, it's just such a sick when you look at all of it, all the Knights of Malta and the military industrial section and the intelligence section, and then all the Jewish mobsters, and then they tie it all in with the Mormon mob and Mitt Romney and Bannon and all this and Bibi Netanyahu, the whole thing is just, it makes somebody almost want to go crazy. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and that's what's interesting about the Council for National Policy, because you have the whole gamut. You have your Christian Zionists, you have your Catholics, you have Jews, you have atheist Jews, and then you also have Scientology, a lot of members from the military-industrial complex, Knights of Malta, Jesuit-trained individuals, the whole gamut.
Yeah, well, you know, Jay Johnson, this black DHS secretary, he's Jesuit trained. I mean, it's just like there's almost one or two fallbacks whenever you look into one of these characters that rises to the top of, you know, national kind of prominence. They're going to be only a few different things. And it's like these people have all made their little marriages almost, you know, what I want to say in hell, to build this superstructure of world government, and they're all in on the refugee scam, the white genocide scam, the whole damn thing. You know, I troll Pope Francis constantly. Every time he tweets, I get a notification. I look at this crap, and it's just like, dude, these guys are just so wicked. You know, all the women being raped, all the little kids being beat up in Europe, just this occupation. And I know the birth rates suck in Europe because they know something's wrong. You know, Ramsey Paul, for all of his boils and, you know, him being a half of a screwball, but he made an observation that white people don't breed in captivity. Right. And I saw a lot of truth in that. It was like, you know what, when they feel alarmed, when they feel like there's something seriously wrong, and they're under attack, it's almost like this is kind of the phenomenon. Do you agree that, you know, there's something there to that, and why the birth rates in Europe and the Western world have kind of collapsed? Because it's like people almost know that there's something very dark and evil coming. And it's like, you remember that Harvey Danger song? And I bring this up on the show, been around the world and found that only stupid people are breeding. Because it's like the blacks, it's like they don't even care about what's going to happen tomorrow. They're going to have 20 kids by 13 different guys, And it's like a nihilism of breeding. It's like you see this in Africa, and it's just like there's something about Europeans where they're like when they feel in danger, they don't breed. And this is why, like, when you look at Hitler and the Third Reich, and, you know, people kind of felt this sense of we're coming back, and, you know, then there was massive childbirths and so forth. Just expand on that for a second before we get back into this.
Yeah, absolutely. With Germany, they were under the Weimar Republic, the most degenerate society on earth at the time. Anything went. It was your children becoming prostitutes, women doing whatever else. You first saw the first elements of transgenderism and all the BDSM, all that kind of nonsense, yeah. All the disgusting filth. And when they finally had a rise of populism, a natural leader who had fought in World War I and a group that built around him, they saw the hope and they saw actual elements of strength in their nation again. And things did happen that shook the world to where you had to have three major power structures all surround and attack the German people to
all Jewish
disrupt
controlled.
Them.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah,
and then you had these Ilya Ehrenberg and the rest of them, basically just this genocidal rhetoric against the German people.
Germans must perish and all that kind of bullshit. And with today, what's happening? Not only what you said about Ramsey Paul stating about how whites don't breed during when they're in captivity. There's also this, what I found is this drug addiction. 90% of heroin users are white people in America, and you've got a mass suicide rate. Most of your Baltic state, you have what I think it's Latvia or Estonia and Lithuania. Lithuania is one of the top suicide rates for white men in the world per capita. So you've got death rates happening faster with the white people. People are committing suicide. There could be this gene-specific DNA that where they're attacking the DNA of our people. It could be done through vaccines or whatnot. I sound like a conspiracy theorist when I say that, but there is gene or race specific bioweapons that exist.
Yeah. Let me get to this, Nick, and I know I've covered this on my program before, but I did the. And you're right. There's something going on here, and I think it's on the spiritual level. Basically, I think a person when you're talking about these things, it's like, look, when a person loses their fire in the belly, when they lose their vision, when they lose
hope,
any side of confidence in the future. Mm-hmm. This is when the spin out happens, and look at all the whites in Arizona, New Mexico, and Southern California that are spun out on methamphetamine, and it's happening to the Mexicans too. Blacks are suffering under heroin, and I'm a witness to this, but not at the rate that whites are. Here in St. Louis, there's like these no-go zones for whites.
Yeah.
And the cops in these black areas, they could just shoot fish in a barrel pulling over white people because they know they're down there to buy heroin.
Exactly.
This is how bad it is.
And they created a new Amsterdam per se. I don't know if you saw the HBO series The Wire back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Baltimore. Over in Baltimore. Yeah, yeah. The police department created a new Amsterdam to have a free drug trade without interfering to push down the gang violence so that it was neutral. Nobody would shoot at each other to fight over corners to make money.
Well, you know, Bill Clinton and others have really put forth the idea of Detroit being a new Amsterdam as well. Hey, legalize everything, make it a mecca of basically debauchery and, people being just doped up on whatever substance they can get a hold on. And it'll be a sanctuary of whatever anything goes.
I'm wondering though, with the death rate of whites who are consuming heroin and our heroin users, the death rates seem to be much higher than any other race. Is it because our population is greater? Or are these black drug dealers swapping bags, giving bad dope to the white folks, and then giving the regular standard dope to their own people, and purposely killing off white people by spiking it with these other additives, these cuts that they put in?
Well, the big one is the fentanyl, which is like an elephant freaking painkiller.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I've seen these reports of, and I know we're getting off on a tangent, but it's a good tangent. Basically, in Cleveland or Indianapolis, in one weekend, you'll have death upon death. It's like it's almost targeted, just like they and I've reported on this on the program before, where it seems like they're spiking these batches of the K2 or spice synthetic marijuana with special additives that are turning people almost into a zombie-esque state where they can't even walk. They just lay around on the streets of Brooklyn, for instance. And it's just like, you know, the bath salt phenomenon. I think that they're putting out hot batches on purpose, both the government possibly to beta test this stuff, and then you could have some sort of militant black saying, yeah, let's kill off these whiteys and give them hot shots of dope.
And that could be coming from upper echelons that are directing these lower level drug dealers to do such that.
Yeah, well, look at these Alinskyites, Obama and Hillary and the rest of them, Joe Biden and Tim Kaine. I mean, people aren't understanding this, Nick. One of the main principles of rules for radicals is to blame your enemy for the very things that you're up to, okay? And so John Podesta makes all this millions of dollars with the Russian uranium deals, but then they try to say Trump is the Russian agent. You see what I'm saying? The projection onto the other side of basically what we're up to, we're going to blame our enemies of the very same kind of machinations.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the whole concept of what happened in Latin America and the Operation Gladio, where they were blaming communists for doing these acts and the rise of communism as the boogeyman. So what happens? They create false flags and then they flip it around and blame it on the commies. And we're seeing that happen now with these false flags with the Islamicists now. That's ISIS is in our midst and they're in our neighborhood. When a lot of these things are staged by FBI and whatnot, these staged actors, and that's been happening for the past, well, pretty much during the whole Obama administration.
Yeah, well, you know, during the Malheur debacle up there in Oregon, you had these characters, these operators like Blaine Cooper and John Ritzheimer and the rest of these guys that did their little shoot up the Quran stuff on YouTube and did their little mosque protests and all the rest of it. And these are the guys that end up at the Malheur refuge with the Bundys. And the whole thing stunk to me, and I did shows on it while it was all going on. And I know you felt similar, this little Mormon kind of axis with all these actors like Harry Reid and the Bundys and, you know, all the garbage with that entire thing. And then now Pete Santilli's been released, but I haven't really been following what he's up to. But the whole thing was one big honeypot psyop. And it's just, but it sucked into the anti-Islam kind of sentiment in with these so-called patriots that occupied the Malheur Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah, not only that, but like the I think it was Austin, Texas, where they had a Draw Muhammad contest that Horowitz and Pamela Geller set up.
Oh, that was in Dallas, yeah.
Dallas, yeah. So this was FBI entrapment in that situation that took place. And you also have that San Bernardino. That was another CARE-backed narking off creating these patsies over in San Bernardino. Then you had the Orlando. Then you had the Dallas shooting, which was some other black guy that ex-military. You had the New York bomber recently, New Jersey, New York. all these different elements.
France, Munich. I mean, it's so many of them, Nick. It's like you forget about all this, and it's just like a month or two. It just all happened. It's fascinating, isn't it? Just the memory lapse phenomenon of throwing these constant operations at us, and how our memories lapse that quickly.
Yeah, and people need to be reminded of that, because a lot of people still push the concept that it's radical Islam and not even look into the fact that it's staged deep state operations that take place. Part of this whole concept of the strategy of tension.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it doesn't it seem like the Bataclan Theater and Charlie Hebdo and the Munich Mall, Olympic Mall, and all the fall, Damigard, what was his name? Ole Damigard. You did that interview with him, and it's like this guy's on top of the European side of the house.
Oh, absolutely.
All the false flags there.
Yep.
And doesn't it seem like that was almost a lifetime ago?
Yeah, and a lot of this was just a year and a half ago. Now, with the Bataclan, what I find interesting is so-called new information came out that the victims had their penises shoved in their mouth mutilated and people
Colombian
gutted.
Colombian neckties,
And, you know, that original information, guess who put that out? Alex Jones and InfoWars. And a lot of people are repeating this now, and it's been put into the minds of people that this mutilation took place after Bataclan. I talked to Ole Damigard, and he's like, no, it's nonsense. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know, this nexus that doesn't really get exposed much is the Pamela Geller, Robert Spencer, Jihad Watch, WorldNet Daily, Alex Jones kind of phenomenon. And we're coming up on break, but we'll talk about some more when we get back. Send your radio folks.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Incendiary Radio. Nick, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Now, I want to cover this, and I know I'm skipping around a lot, but what the hell. You try to get to all your material if you can. Let's play clip 7, Mr. Producer, and I want to bounce this off you.
Reports coming out now that Gavin McFadden, which is one of the co-founders of WikiLeaks, is now dead. Now, they're not saying the cause of his death. He was 76 years old, but the timing of all this and everything going on with WikiLeaks and Assange getting cut off, it's raising some eyebrows, to say the least. Now, he was responsible for creating the Center for Investigative Journalism. CIJ, this is an organization that helped break several major stories and that helped train many prominent journalists. Now you have many people giving their condolences here recently and a lot of people asking questions as to what really happened. They're just stating that he's gone at this point, no other details, friends and family sending their condolences.
All right, go ahead and
like
stop
I said,
it, Mr.
with everything that's been going on with
So now we have the third, you had the lawyer and you had another one. Now this kind of Assange's so-called mentor. And I know a lot of people think that WikiLeaks is a limited hangout and so forth and so on. But now three of these individuals are supposedly dead. And I wanted to cover this during this short segment before the bottom of the hour. Kind of weird. And you covered the big outage of many... let's say websites and DDoS attacks and the rest of it that happened on Friday. Your thoughts on this, another death in the WikiLeaks kind of circle?
Yeah, I mean, I have pretty much held this feeling that WikiLeaks is a limited hangout where it's not something that people should rely on. And the accuracy, how do we know who is really responsible for these leaks in the first place? Is it a CIA operation? Is this some FSB operation? Who knows?
Or is it like a Likud operation to put Trump in? You don't know. What do you think about the veracity of the Podesta dump and the rest of it?
Well, I think there's some truth to what's being said, but at the same time, I mean... why is this happening? Who benefits, you know?
What'd you think about the WetWorks comments with Podesta and this other guy about Scalia? I mean, I covered that last week. It's pretty freaky.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah. I mean, do we know for sure if Scalia was acts, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I covered Scalia this whole thing the day after he died. I happened to come on the air, and I that whole Cibolo Creek Ranch and this Poindexter character, and it's very weird.
Yeah.
You know, Gordon Duff over at Veterans Today said that basically Scalia was a baby raper, and the kid that was he was trying to rape strangled him out or some trash. I mean, this is, I mean, this is the weirdness of the whole thing, because Duff, to me, over at VT, is just a shillery operative. He's gone full-blown loony in the last, you know, couple months, to where he just tries to make, like, all these claims about Trump and Christian identity. And, I mean, to read all this stuff and to try to make sense of it all is just... it's a total mind job in itself, and I think that's the point, is to overload all of us with stimuli.
Oh, yeah.
See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Graveyard, she's waiting for me up there, thinking I'm a real hot, digging out the graveyard.
Got Nick hanging on. I want to thank Nick for staying with us. It's late. It's a Sunday night, so I appreciate him staying with me. I wanted to run this by Nick. Jones Alex has been plugging a movie. Okay, RevelationTheMovie.info. Okay, now here's the players. Alex Jones is one of the big ones. Charlie Daniels Band is another one. Now, he's big in this kind of white patriot, pro-gun, kind of Oath Keepers circles that's very anti-Islamic. And look, I don't have a love affair with Islam, but I don't want to blame them for crap they don't do. At the street level, When Europe absorbs all these people out of Islamic countries, bad things happen. And I'm not saying that they don't. A lot of these people aren't even Arab, though. They're Africans. And so this is another psyop where anything an immigrant does anywhere now that's from outside of the white world, he's a Syrian. And I don't like that psyop either. All these Africans coming from, you know, sub-Saharan Africa into Europe, as well as some of the Pakistanis, Afghanis, Syrians, anybody from the Gulf states, any, you know, Turks, whatever. You know, I got a buddy that I work with. He was raised in Germany, speaks fluent German. He's a white kid. He's here now. His dad was like a military guy. And he said that Germany's full of Turks, okay? Now, Turkey is a NATO ally, but that doesn't mean that a bunch of Turks aren't going to be a bunch of jerks in your homeland. And so we got to be sophisticated and look at people and when they get brought into our countries, and you can't just say, oh, the Muzzies this, all the Syrian refugees this. Look at what's happened with these Somalians in Minnesota and Delaware and other places. These people are like, low IQ cocktailed with a Wahhabi sort of goofball Islam, it's a bad situation. But back to Revelation, the movie, Charlie Daniels, Alex Jones, and General Jerry Boykin, and his ties to the Knights of Malta and Rick Joyner. Okay, so he is Grand Chancellor of the Vatican's Jesuitical Knights of Malta, an ecumenical society under the leadership of Rome, where Catholics, Protestants, and a plethora of others unite in what cannot be a unity of the faith. And so you got to look at Jerry Boykin and just dig into him. Type in Jerry Boykin exposed, and it really, I think, parallels this kind of CNP. I almost want to say the CNP stands for like Catholic something else, because there's so many of them involved with these kind of on the surface evangelical Protestant types, but they're all kind of like with the Charles Colson Catholics, evangelicals and Catholics together, ECT. And I was researching this stuff 20 years ago, Nick, and It's like this big conglomeration that's been being built with the Chrislam movement, with the Saddleback Church pastor Rick Warren and Pope Francis, Joel Osteen, and all these guys. It's just like this amalgamation of crap to where everybody's going to water down their doctrine, and it's going to be this big kind of monstrosity with like 20 heads, and it's going to be real ugly, and this is what like the world government kind of spiritual system is going to look like. What do you think?
Well, it was L. Ron Hubbard that said that one of the best ways to become wealthy is to create a religion. This is a money a way to fund black operations. I mean, I went to a Baptist church for a while, and what was happening? These people were putting money in a basket, and this Baptist church was helping fund a operation in Egypt. You know, there's no Christians in Egypt, so yeah. Barely.
Well, I got sucked into this Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they basically take money from pretty much the Christian world, and they use it to fly Russian Jews into Israel. Mm. Okay, and so, and I sent you that Haaretz article, and
yes,
this from the former head of Mossad and all the stuff. And there was a big article in Haaretz, and I don't have it in front of me, but basically, there was a lot of nuggets in there. He even said, hey, Bibi, talking about Netanyahu, he's like, he's for a greater Israel. He said, the former head of Mossad said this in this article. And then I sent it to Kyle and a bunch of other people, and I'm like, holy cow. But basically, he said that, you know, this whole thing with the Russians coming back, a lot of them can't even prove that they're Jews. So they get into Israel, they serve in the IDF, and then the rabbinic authorities are like, you know what, you're not a Jew, so you don't even have the right to vote. You can fight for us, but we'll grind you up, killing the Palestinians, no big deal. But you know what? You're not a Jew. I mean, this is how crazy the state of Israel is with deciding who and who isn't a Jew. And here's another thing, and Kyle and I have talked about this, Nick. It's fascinating. It's like all their broadcasters, it's like these are like Ukrainian and Russian looking chicks. They have basically no Jewish blood in them, but these are the girls they put in to broadcast the news in Israel. Like they're like, you know, the epitome of like gorgeous blonde hair, blue eyed beauties, and these are the newscasters in Israel.
Well, you know what's interesting tidbit is that Lana Lochteff of Red Ice Radio, Radio 314, she has either her father or her brother was involved in that same thing with having Russians go to Israel and produce literature to try to evangelize these Jews to become Christians, which seems a little odd.
Well, you can get a 5-year sentence, which is so funny. All the Sid Roth and all these characters, it's Supernatural. He even says oy vey on the air, and he believes in Jesus and all this crap. And it's like, dude, you're unwilling to even call into, you know, to try to clean up your own backyard. Your name's Sid Roth, but yet you won't throw the Jewish government under the bus for locking up Christian missionaries. But the thing is, it's like, you know, these people, it's just like they want to flood the rest of the planet with non-whites into white countries, but they're the most stringent authorities. You got to basically, you know, do a DNA test and do a, you know, cheek swab and the rest of it to prove you're Jewish and the rest, you know, it's just so fascinating, this double standard. And Joe Biden, let's have some fun with Joe Biden real quick. Nick, Mr. Producer, here's clip 13. Now, get that one ready. Now, Joe Biden wants to say he wants to punch Trump in the face for being a creep, you know, grab him by the pee, and, you know, I tried to move on her like a bee. And we've all heard the Trump video. But there's like 100 video segments of Biden being a creep. Okay, yep. Let's hit clip 13 real quick.
Joe Biden wishes he could beat up Donald Trump now. Yeah. And so here's what he says. Because I'm a billionaire, I can do things other people can't. What a disgusting assertion for anyone to make. This is Joe Biden talking about the leaked audio tape where Donald Trump is saying that he can just go grope women because he's famous. So this is serial groper Joe Biden. Let's make this perfectly clear. There's been so much video footage of Joe Biden just glomming and being creepy on women and young girls specifically. And it's just over the top. There's no doubt that this guy is some kind of creepy groper. And then he goes on to say, the press always ask me, don't I wish I was debating him? No, I wish we were in high school and I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish. Yeah, because he's infiltrating on your territory. Being a serial groper in a political position is your thing. And you wonder how...
All right, you can stop it there. But this is the, you know, and whether you like it or not, the false left-right political spectrum, these people that think they're on the left, like the multicultural, cultural Marxist diversity left, equality. they think that they can get away with being the biggest weirdos in the room and pervs. And but yet when they can call out anybody on the other side, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like Michelle Obama, this possible tranny worried about Donald Trump's comments. And then Joe Biden, who I watched this guy like with little like 12-year-old girls whispering in their ear like a sicko pedo. And he's worried about Trump's comments to Billy Bush on this tour bus. I mean, I hate. This is one of the things that all of us hate, is this kind of hypocrisy that we see from these people. You know, a part of the accepted, see, like the SJW kind of left sphere, because it's like, you know, we're on the right side. So I can have all the closet inclinations towards degeneracy, but it's no big deal because, see, I'm in the protected class, and so I can go after anybody in the unprotected class, and I still maintain my own protection. I know you feel disgusted by that as well.
Yeah, I mean, the left is known as the king of double standards.
Yeah.
So, as far as why I feel that it's important to look into the CNP, is that you've got a rise in this popularism that stems from a lot of the members of the CNP. You've got Alex Jones handing the baton over to Breitbart and Drudge, whereas Alex Jones used to be the one that would provide a platform for the lower levels of the CNP for the most part. Now you've got Breitbart, who has interviewed Eric Prince of Blackwater at least a couple times. So this is the platform of the alt-right and the rise of the Trump train phenomenon. So okay, that's why I think
let me do this. And this will really hit it home for the audience. CNP. Okay, let's do the gematria. Common Pythagorean gematria. C is the third letter of the alphabet. N is the 14th. P is the 16th. 3 plus 14 is 17 plus 16 equals what, Nick?
3 plus 16. 3, 14, 17 plus 16.
33. Oh, do you think that's accidental, Nick?
No, not at all. But at the same time, I find that Richard Spencer's National Policy Institute kind of mimicking the same thing at the lower levels.
Well, look, two of the words, national policy, are in his institute, okay?
Yeah.
So let's see. NP, 14 and 16,
I.
That's 30. And then I is 9, 39, which is another kind of interesting...
13 times 3.
Yeah. So you get, for all of us that are into the skullduggery of numbers and letters, NPI, CNP, they're both very interesting. And so, but if you get into 33, and I wanted to get through this, we got a couple minutes before the break. Albert Pike, you know, the big heavyweight in the Scottish Rite, he's the big 33 guy. All right. Now, those of you, and I know you've interviewed Phelps. Okay.
Yes.
Now, he's really kind of deconstructed how the Scottish Rite degrees, Claremont University of the Jesuits in France, a lot of that was possibly written there. You know, it's hard to say. The Templars, the Jesuits, the Vatican, the Black Pope, White Pope, this, you know, I'm into this stuff and you're into this stuff, but a lot of the audience, you know, they think that you're trying to misdirect people by looking at this stuff, and I don't think it's that. I think that this conspiracy is so huge and it's so big that it encompasses a lot of groups, but I think that when you study Freemasonry and you get into it, I see this thing that's happening as kind of a war in secret society circles, what we're witnessing right now happening on the surface, but under the surface, I think we're having a little war in secret society circles. But let me just tell you about this, folks. Jews don't join the York Rite of Freemasonry. They join the Scottish Rite. Okay, they go through those degrees. Arlen Specter, all these boys are Scottish Rite boys. And so I'm just giving you some things here that most of you don't know. Because, see, at the top of the York Rite is the Knights Templar. You're supposed to be a professing Christian to be that. And so it's just, we'll pick this up on the other side with Nick from Circus Maximus, Incendiary Radio on RBN.
I hit my fair share of hard times. In my life, I must confess. When it comes down to living.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio Sunday nights 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Hope you're liking the show, folks. The chat rooms, sorry, chat room folks, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryradio.chatango.com. sorry, I didn't plug them. I got so much on my mind. Let's do this, Nick. I'm sure you saw the stuff about Hillary's podium having basically teleprompter or kind of computer AI system built in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if this was all real, wouldn't like, if you were a Trump campaign person, wouldn't you check out all the equipment before the debate?
Yeah, I mean, you would do whatever you can to be prepared. And even
it's
called preparation.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I'm like, if I'm a tech guy for Trump, I'd go check out Hillary's podium, wouldn't you?
Sure, why not? I mean, if you have the ability to, for sure.
So this whole thing with, like, Jones and these guys, oh, Hillary's podium was a built-in advantageous system for her. It really builds into theatrics that the whole thing is, you know, kind of a Saturday Night Live system. You know what I mean? That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Are you going to play a clip or are you?
No, I just brought that up because I'm trying to get through some points while we're together. Because he remained quiet about Hillary's podium. And now if this thing was some sort of a secret, like, to give Hillary the advantage kind of system where she's got a scrolling, you know, because all the thing about her looking down constantly and reading off of some sort of a built-in teleprompter, wouldn't Trump's people be like turds if they didn't notice that she had a special podium and Trump was put at a disadvantage, is the point I'm making.
Sure.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Now, let's talk about this. I saw this floating around with some of our followers and some of the people that, you know, on Twitter, martial law. Okay. They steal it from Trump. Okay. Let's just say that we accept that. Okay. So, and Hillary gets in, martial law. It's going to be directed at the white patriot movement, the white pro-white sector. And then if Trump gets in, it's going to be directed at what? You know, who's going to benefit with, you know, who's going to be targeted, martial law, each candidate. We're coming up on a break, but, you know, Trump's made some comments about anti-Semites not being able to enter the country. He's talking about Muslims in code, but with, let's say they steal it, the civil unrest kind of model that's being pushed throughout the kind of right CNP alternative media. What's your thoughts on that? What's your like instincts telling you? Well, here comes the break. Let's pick this up right at the after the break here, but kind of write your thoughts down during the break and tell me what you think.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.